Appendix B. Automated mobility systems. Commanders and staffs must be able to plan, execute, and monitor deployments and redeployments. This appendix provides the description and role of the automated mobility systems in the deployment process. Automated movement flow tracking, in-transit visibility. Automated movement flow tracking in-transit visibility is a web-based tool that gives commanders and staff a simple method to capture and assemble data from the national RFITV server into user-friendly formats. These formats include drill-down charts, graphs, and reports allowing for tracking of RF-tagged equipment throughout the deployment process. Automated Manifest System. Automated Manifest System, AMS, is a Defense Logistics Agency, DLA initiative that uses laser-readable optical memory cards in place of paper packing slips on the exterior of shipment containers. The card contains a detailed list of the contents of the multipack, including transportation control number, national stock numbers, and document numbers. AMS is used at depots, central receiving points, and supply support activities, such as the direct support unit in a forward support battalion. AMS facilitates manifesting and tracking of multi-pack shipments from the depot to the central receiving point or supply support activity. AMS provides in-the-box asset visibility and may be used as the source of ITV data. The AMS reader can be connected directly to the AIS at the receiving unit, thereby increasing the accuracy of data by automating the input of source data. Cargo Movement Operations System. Cargo Movement Operations System, CMOS, is a sustainment system that automates and streamlines installation-level cargo movement processes for both peacetime and deployment cargo. Workstations in ITO functional areas support one-time data capture to prepare documentation for all modes of shipment. The specific functional areas supported are the receipt, preparation, and movement of cargo, the reporting of movement to IGC for ITV, and military airlift passenger travel. The electronic reporting of cargo movement makes CMOS a vital component of the logistics community's effort to provide in-transit asset visibility. The CMOS capabilities have been incorporated into TC AIMS 2 and provide electronic reporting of cargo movement at the installation level. Computerized Operations Movements Planning and Status System. Gates Air automates support for receipt, movement, and billing of cargo and passengers. Gates Air provides the AMC, DoD, and commercial partners with an automated management system to process and track cargo and passenger information, support management of resources, provide logistical support information, generate standard and ad hoc reports, and provide message routing and delivery service for virtually all aircraft movement data. In the force projection scenario, Gates Air is the AIS that sends aircraft arrival and departure ITV data to IGC. Global Air Transportation Execution System, SURFACE. Gates SURFACE. Gates SURFACE, formerly Waterport System, is the SDDC worldwide unclassified system for managing export and import of DoD cargo at water ports. It provides detailed data concerning items of cargo arriving, departing, and on hand at the water terminal. Gates SURFACE collects cargo data for surface movements, captures receipt, staging, and loading data at ports, and generates the ship manifest and booking upon completion of vessel loading. Gates SURFACE supports ITV for both general cargo and unit moves. It produces those reports necessary for terminal operations and generates the DTR Ocean Cargo Manifest. Gates SURFACE produces, reads, and interrogates automated information technology data storage devices, barcode and RFID, through a business process server. Gates SURFACE receives advanced data from TC AIMS 2 and integrated booking system and provides ITV data to IGC. For other than CONUS movements, Gates SURFACE receives the deployment cargo requirements from TC AIMS 2 to assist the Military Cargo Ocean Booking Office with scheduling ships. Global Combat Support System, Army. Global Combat Support System, Army, GCSS Army, is a DoD-level initiative to ensure interoperability across sustainment AIS functions as well as between sustainment and command and control AIS functions. It is neither an acquisition program nor a standard information system, but a strategy to enhance sustainment effectiveness within and between the services. GCSS Army requires each service to implement common technical standards for their AIS in accordance with the DoD Information Network. This includes the use of standard data elements to improve interoperability and understanding when sharing information among the services during joint operations. Global Command and Control System, Army. GCCSA is the key command and control information and intelligence system. It is a system of interconnected computers that provides an integrated capability to the entire joint community. It provides up to secret-level information from a variety of applications that have migrated or are in the process of migrating from other systems. The Joint Planning and Execution Community uses GCCSA to document movement requirements, transportation closure, and other significant force projection events. GCCSA is flexible enough for combat operations or humanitarian assistance missions. GCCSA integrates deliberate and crisis planning, force deployment and employment, fire support, air operations, and planning, intelligence, and force status. It is designed to allow the expansion of planning and execution capabilities as new systems are designed. GCCSA provides a common operational picture that allows greater software flexibility, reliability, and interoperability with other automated systems. GCCSA receives logistics information from Joint Total Asset Visibility, GCSS Army, and IGC. Integrated Data Environment / Global Transportation Network Convergence. The GTN is an automated command and control information system that provides transportation users and providers with an integrated view of transportation information. It was previously a standalone system providing U.S. Transcom the ability to perform command and control operations, planning and analysis, and business operations to meet customer requirements. The GTN has been merged with the DLA Integrated Data Environment to form IGC. IGC provides ITV for the DTS. IGC collects and integrates transportation information from selected DoD systems for use by transportation data customers, the joint staff, combatant commanders, and the services. The system provides the ability to monitor movement of forces, cargo, passengers, and patients, and the movement of military and commercial airlift, sea lift, and surface assets. The address for the IGC website is provided in the references section. Some, but not all, of the systems that exchange information with IGC are CMOS, Commercial Electronic Data Interchange, Compass, Gates Air, Gates Surface, Integrated Booking System, JOPES, RF and ITV, TC-AIMS-2, Integrated Booking System, IBS. Integrated Booking System is the lead SDDC execution system of the DTS for the movement of military cargo by surface overseas. The system manages and conducts these responsibilities by providing a single, worldwide automated booking system to support the peacetime and wartime movement of sustainment cargo in an efficient and timely manner. The integrated booking system allows shippers to automatically book requirements instead of manually processing them through SDDC booking offices. Automatic booking of requirements reduces the level of manual intervention required. TC-AIMS-2 interfaces with integrated booking system for movements originating from the CONUS. UDLs can be pushed to the integrated booking system to create the traffic release request. Integrated Computerized Deployment System. ICODES is an AIS designed to support cargo management, shipload planning, and stowage at common user and military ocean terminals. Responsibility for this function is shared among the SDDC and FORCECOM active and RCs. The United States Navy and United States Marine Corps also perform this mission, as well as loading and stowing functions for primarily tactical land-based and sea-based operations. ICODES provides the user with decision support capabilities for planning and executing the ship loading and stowage of military cargoes, including unit equipment. The planning function enables the user to execute the loading and stowage of military cargoes for movement to support DoD objectives during training, humanitarian assistance, pre-position, and contingency operations. The reporting and networking functions support the mission to provide commanders with strict accountability of these cargoes during loading, transshipment, and discharge at the pod. iCodes Global Services is the next generation of the iCodes. This new version extends iCodes' ship load planning capabilities to include aircraft, rail cars, and yards. iCodes Global Services incorporates functionality previously performed in the automated air loading planning system. Joint Operation Planning and Execution System. JOPES standardizes the joint planning system used to execute complex multi-service exercises, campaigns, and operations. It is a combination of joint policies, procedures, personnel, training, and a reporting structure supported by automated data processing systems, reporting systems, and GCCSA. JOPES is a GCCSA application. JOPES gives joint commanders and war planners at all levels standardized policy procedures and formats to execute a variety of required tasks. It assists planners in development of OPLANs, contingency plans, functional plans, and operations orders. JOPES is used for TIBFID management and development. It defines requirements and gains visibility of the movement of forces into the combatant commander's area of responsibility. This system assists planners with the development of detailed deployment requirements, logistics estimates, transportation requirements, and assessment of the OPLAN for transportation feasibility. JOPES also tracks, plans, prioritizes, and monitors deployment status and requirements. Radio frequency identification. RFID is a family of technologies that enables hands-off processing of materiel transactions for cargo moving through the DTS. RFID provides operators a means to remotely identify, categorize, and locate materiel automatically within relatively short distances. Data is digitally stored on RFID transponder devices, such as tags or labels. Remote interrogators, located a few inches to 300 feet from the transponder device, electronically retrieve the data via electromagnetic energy, radio or microwave frequency, and send the data to the AISs. Single Mobility System. Single Mobility System is a web-based computer system that integrates numerous independent information systems supporting DTS to provide visibility of air, sea, and surface transportation assets in a collaborative planning environment. This system provides functional users and mission planners with a single integrated view of the cargo and passenger movements reported to U.S. Transcom and the mobility systems of the Transportation Component Commands. Transportation Coordinator's Automated Information for Movement System 2, TCAMS-2. TCAMS-2 is the Army software system designed to support deployment and redeployment operations. The program is designed for commanders and their staffs, UMOs, planners, movement controllers, and transportation operators at all levels to translate information about the mission into detailed movement plans. TCAMS-2 is being developed incrementally to provide a variety of transportation support functions. Enhancements incorporated include a simplified unit movement module, Wizard, that enables the UMO to create OEL, UDL, load plans, and certain transportation control movement documents quicker and earlier in the movement planning process. Deployment managers use TCAMS-2 to coordinate strategic lift missions via air and water, schedule unit convoy movements, schedule interrelated deployment events, prepare load plans for vehicles, rail cars, aircraft, or ships, prepare military shipping documentation, create documentation authorizations to validate services and expend funds, and account for personnel and equipment. TCAMS-2 supports the UMO in managing deployment data, creating deployment plans, and monitoring deployment status throughout all phases of the deployment. Recent enhancements include convoy planning and deconfliction functions, management of transportation movement requirements and requests, tracking unit movements, and improved map graphics.